They want to move in silence. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that who they align with is not just doing it for the gram, right? Mm-hmm. Look who I'm helping. Look who I'm assisting. I want to be known as that private professional mm-hmm. that you just never really know. I'll tell you my numbers at the end of the year, but you're not getting a list of the clientele that I've assisted. Right. And I think that when you align with professionals that actually value that privacy and understand the big picture, you're likely to have more success at it and you're likely to actually accomplish your goal. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Selling Houston podcast. As you know, I am your broker, Courtney Okonlemo, and I have with me today Cherish Barrett, who needs no introduction. Who are you? Who are you exactly?
Well, I collective's first baby for one. Okay.
Not the first baby.
HBIC.
Head baby in charge. That is definitely how to describe you.
But yes, I am the relocation concierge to the elite of the collective family.
So. Okay.
Nice to meet y'all.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Cherish really does bring a whole different sector of clientele to the firm. She knows a lot of people, but you'll never know who she knows because we practice a lot of confidentiality in our real estate business. So that's why I admire you so much, because a lot of people don't really know the types of celebrities and public figures that you have assisted in real estate to date. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into that today. Last episode, we talked a little bit about house hacking as well as agents in their first year in real estate. So that was really, really interesting. You have a lot of firsts, you know, in real estate too. So I can't wait till you see that episode because Tion is just as funny as you. You know what? Actually, yeah, Tion is just as funny as you. So you're going to have to watch that episode because it was really cool. We taught a lot of first-time home buyers how to house hack and purchase their first property with using as little of their own money and resources as possible. Then we talked about her first year in real estate and the fact that she was basically coachless and mentorless. And you, on the other hand, kind of came into this business before you even were licensed with like a coach and a mentor.
Right.
And I think that that's why you've soared in the way that you have. So what I really want to jump into, honestly, is with this confidentiality in real estate right now. And every time I go on Instagram, you agents, some of y'all have to do better. OK, you cannot post people's contracts, people's personal loan numbers, people's information. You think you're scratching all of it out, but you didn't read the whole document. So there's one little sliver of information left there that I was able to look at, research, and find out who your client is. Like, that is just so irresponsible.
You gotta be vulnerable.
Yeah, as a real estate agent. So how do you navigate that? Like, what do you do to protect your clients? Confidentiality, their identity. What type of lengths do you go to achieve that?
Well, first and foremost, I definitely ask if they would, you know, if they mind me sharing some of the information. Mm-hmm. But I just make sure that I thoroughly read through what I'm about to post and share. And
you just have to do
you know, mark it out, you know, mark out names, mark out, I try to mark out the price point.
Right.
Stuff, you know, things like that. And for sure, like you said, their loan numbers and everything. So just making sure that you cross
read the
out
fine
everything.
Print.
Yeah, because you don't want nobody to get notice, you know.
Yeah.
And then also they're following you on social media too. They may not have wanted you to share that.
Right,
so
right.
That's what
so disclosure.
Thinking. Yeah.
Basically, disclosure. You get full disclosure. You give them full disclosure. Mm-hmm. And then you also get their full disclosure to share anything.
Yes.
I mean, even with showings, I'm reluctant to reveal property addresses and, you know, where I may be at that particular moment because you just never know who's, especially during COVID, you never know who's slipping and sliding through your stories to figure out, you know, a property that you may have found and located. And then, of course, you know, if they come in with their client and then they are able to overbid or, you know, do different things to remove that opportunity for your client. So we really do find ourselves having to go to great lengths to preserve our client's confidentiality. And then I'll obviously also make sure that they know that their information, if anything, is being shared. And sometimes we just don't share anything. You'll never know. We'll never tell. Right. And, you know, a lot of celebrities and private clients prefer that. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. Yes. And they also don't like to, you know, voice that they're actually going to be coming into town.
Oh. So why do you think that is?
You know what? I don't know.
Is it for safety reasons, do you think?
Safety reasons, yes.
And again, they just like to be private. Yeah.
They don't want to let people know their next move.
Their next move. Okay. So that's big with you guys' generation. What's that about? Like, why do y'all be thinking that somebody else in the world is going to be able to mess up your plans? Like, what is, walk me through that. I could never understand it.
Well, I mean, I can't either, but I think it's social media based too.
Okay.
You know?
Everything
and
is social media.
That's just what the world has come to now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to be this private or secretive.
Right.
You know?
Never announce your best move.
Yes.
Just show them.
Just show.
We gonna see. We gonna see if you show us. So I've had my fair share of working with a lot of private / public clients that, you know, want their identities to remain, you know, private. And then most importantly, they still want this certain level of service. They are like very type A personalities typically, right?
Yes.
Like they want the red carpet. You know, I've had to arrange transportation for clients before and make sure that I have the drink that they like, then they may bring an entourage. You just kind of really have to be able to roll with the punches and
know,
you know
who you're dealing with too. Because I have those same clients and some of them don't want it, but I've even made it a part of my duty beforehand to let them know the type of service that I'm going to be giving them. And that gives them the option to tell me where, you know, I don't really want that.
I don't
you
need
know,
that.
I don't need all of that. Like,
right.
Recently.
Today.
Yeah. Like, I just had that experience with one client, you know, recently. And he was just like, oh, really? Oh, that's what you would have did?
New.
Like, okay. Like, if I would have known that, I would have just told you, like, okay, you can come and pick me up. And I was like, well, you know, I do that for all of my relocation clients. Mm-hmm. So, but he was able to tell me, like, all right, that's not, I don't really want the whole entourage type of thing, but just
some people only let their driver drive them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel comfortable relying on other people for that type of thing. So there's all these different types of nuances and we know how to navigate them so well. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the benefits of selecting a real estate professional that actually practices confidentiality. I think the biggest benefit I'd have to say is that you actually make it to the finish line. So you either close or relocate successfully within your new lease and you get to do it without not a soul knowing.
Yes.
And I think that that's the biggest thing because that's what they want to do. They want to move in silence. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that who they align with is not just doing it for the gram,
right?
Look who I'm helping. Look who I'm assisting. I want to be known as that private professional that you just never really know. I'll tell you my numbers at the end of the year, but you're not getting a list of the clientele that I've assisted.
Right.
And I think that when you align with professionals that actually value that privacy and understand the big picture, you're likely to have more success at it and you're likely to actually accomplish your goal.
Right.
So I'm sure.
And obtain, you know, their referrals for.
There you go.
Future
it's all about referrals. Everybody knows
that.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
How you handle them will determine your success.
Everybody knows. So everybody knows that it's all about referrals. And when it comes to confidentiality, if you don't even know who someone is assisting in the real estate world, it just means even more referrals, in my opinion. At least that's what we've experienced.
Right.
What I've also realized that's a big benefit is that you end up working with someone that is a little more focused. So, you know, you have a lot of these part-time agents, and part-time for me is a mentality. It's not about whether or not you have another business or whether or not you work full-time somewhere else. It's correct. Really a mentality. Are you available part-time or are you available full-time? So for me, that's the definition of a full-time agent. So it's not really about, like I said, you know, whether you're giving the right amount of time. It's really about, are you focused and are you worried about, you know, making sure that your friends know that you're assisting these people, or are you really focused on servicing these people? So when you are making these decisions and you're trying to figure out what agents that you want to use, just make sure that you're focusing on someone that's like laser focused on the big picture and making sure that everything that you're looking for is actually getting, you know, delivered on. So I know that you recently have had a lot of experiences within, you know, this public arena of private clients that are looking to penetrate Houston and establish, you know, their home turf here. Yes. What types of lengths are you going to make sure that you accomplish these things? What kind of conversations are you having with listing agents when you're showing their properties? I know that I've been on several virtual tours with you to help you make those selections for these private clients. And how do they feel about that? You going through videoing for them because the client's not coming when it's an accompanied showing. Talk us through just a few of those instances.
Well, for one, they are, when they see that I'm touring virtually for my client, and whether if that's someone that's, you know, celebrity based or however, they are like shocked that I'm actually doing a video from afar for someone. They're like, oh, okay. So I normally let them know beforehand, like, hey, I'm touring for my client on his behalf or her behalf. Yeah. They're not here. They're virtually, you know. And still, they forget that, oh, when they see me in person to actually show me these properties, that I'm not bringing my client.
Okay.
I'm doing a preview for them.
Do they prefer that? Or how do you feel? Do they think that maybe you're just out there to get the footage?
Yes.
So they don't take you seriously.
Sometimes they don't. Hmm. But the conversations that I do have with them, I make sure that you understand that I'm here for my client.
Yeah, this
is not
serious.
Fun and games.
Play.
This is not for play. I'm really getting footage from my client.
Right.
You know, I try to not voice so much to the listing agents, but I do give them some information, like little tidbits of little who they are or, you know, who they're going to be dealing with as a tenant. Well, the landlord will be dealing with as a tenant or a buyer, however.
So the listing agents, they do like you to be serious about the intent of actually showing, because a lot of these luxury listings, by the way, guys, they want proof of funds. They may want to know even who your client is. And once again, we go through great lengths to protect and preserve that information. So we pick and choose what type of details that we offer up to them so that they are not also able to run and tell one of their colleagues or even their client who is potentially looking to, you know, move into one of their properties, et cetera. That's also why we see a lot of public figures and celebrities specifically purchasing property and leasing property with LLC names or in someone else's name so that it's not easily traceable. So we're familiar with all of these different details. We navigate them very well. And I think that more agents, you know, should be trying to do the same, especially if they want to be able to tap into the luxury market.
Right. You got to be creative. You definitely have to be creative when you're dealing with these types of people, you know?
So that's showings. So what happens when they start asking you specifically, so what does your client do? And, you know, what are they moving here for? That's the big one. I hate that one.
So I get that a lot. That's actually the first question. Now, the second question, when it goes into what do they do?
Right.
I tend to not. I'm going to use an example.
Yeah.
So I had one. They went to the extent of searching my clients, the self-employed tenants.
Right.
They searched the business and found on LinkedIn that the company had only been around for like a year or two, and they didn't have any documentation, any like nothing on the LinkedIn page. And I said, but how do you know that that's
even
the company?
The
that's
right,
not the company.
It could be another name.
And when I had to explain to them, like, if you would have asked me beforehand, hey, can you explain what your client does?
Ouch.
how long has the company been in business?
Yeah.
We will be able to provide documentation so that you can actually see that this is a real business. It's been around for 10 years.
Right.
And we were able to provide those documents. And when we actually did provide
did
them.
Did you do like this? Did you do like, bam!
Right here. So I did. I did. We gave them all.
Or did you do like this?
Oh, no, I slapped it right on the table. So we gave them the documentation and they were like, oh, okay. Oh, wow. Nice.
It's
and they
so
just wanted to know so much more, but no.
So I'm going to go there because, you know, Courtney goes there. Do you think that it ever has to do with the fact that we're Black females in real estate representing these high dollar
wholeheartedly
clients? Interesting.
Yes. Yes.
I knew the answer. I was just
yes.
For the people.
And they are amazed when they see, like, I had a property that I showed down on Franklin.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, well, wow. Well, how did you get these
how
types
did you
of
meet
clients?
Them?
Oh, you're doing amazing. Oh, wow. You know, like, they're just amazed and amused by, you know, us Black women thriving in yeah. this male-dominant industry.
So it's funny that we even talk about that, too, because, you know, we're coming up on Black History Month. And I don't want to go into, you know, what day we're on. But 6% of real estate agents and brokers in the U.S. are Black. 6%. And it's so funny because, yes, it's an overly saturated industry, like most industries are, honestly.
Yes.
Isn't rap oversaturated? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, isn't the medical field oversaturated with doctors? So I think that that's really just a silly remark to make when we talk about oversaturation. But most importantly, I think that it's crazy that although we're so oversaturated, there's still only 6% of us actually doing this. So I find it not surprising that that's what you're being met with when you're presenting clients or representing clients that are of a certain caliber, of a certain stature. So it's just, it's not surprising, yeah. but it's always still disappointing to hear. Mm-hmm. So we got to continue to change that narrative.
And one thing too, I want to add to that, yeah. they tend to ask you, well, how long have you been in the business?
Huh?
Some of them will try to use that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one. I hit them with, you know, I've been in the business for about 8 years now, but I've been licensed for 3 years,
okay,
you know?
Good. That's
and that kind of adds
comeback,
on to
actually.
It like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
she got some skin
she
in the game
something.
A little bit. Yeah.
She know a little something. A little button know a little something. Okay. So good. So, you know, benefits obviously are choosing Collective Realty Co. to represent you, especially if you're looking to relocate here to Houston and you're not really sure of where to start that process. Clearly, we have the wherewithal as well as the resources to be able to navigate you through that process. And I think more importantly, we want to start educating other agents on how to properly represent these individuals and preserve their privacy. That's what we get with it.
Mm-hmm. And they ask questions. I get questions daily on how to navigate through certain transactions yeah. or what to say, you
right.
know,
what not to say.
Yeah. What not to say, like how to handle them. And you know, I'm an open book. I answer my phone all the time, right. text messages, whatever.
Just for the record, we had to require her to put this phone on Do Not Disturb. She wanted to wear earpods in my damn production. Like,
just to hear
girl,
what's coming
put
through.
Put them on the side for 1 second. Jesus. If I could do it, you could do it.
I can.
Girl, bye.
Sometimes it's hard, but you know.
So right. we're going to get into game time.
Mm.
You know, I love me a game, honey, because I'm going to play your ass. So go ahead and get these games started. Where the questions at? Who's doing our questions? And you know, we like our game with shots. So I want a shot as well. You know,
I'll
I drink
have
the
a shot of coffee.
So I'm not gonna lie. I had some baby fever recently and I shook that shit off real quick. I really did. Cause I'm not braiding no hair. I'm not mm-hmm. dealing with none of this. I'm not doing no nails. Like,
a mini you.
We got enough of that with me in the house. I'm very content okay. with the balance. Okay. But I can't lie. It's been a thought.
Okay.
More of a scary thought. Like, I better not get pregnant. Like, it hasn't been something that I wanted, but it's just like, I'm not really protecting that from not happening. So, you know, I'm just like,
you know,
it's a slippery slope. Real slippery. You know? So, yeah, that's that. Where are these questions? Okay, that's great.
Thank you. Which Kardashian do you resonate with the most and why?
Now, you know what? This is what happens when people do their work at the last goddamn minute. Because that's the best she can come up with. Full disclosure, my sister writes these questions. She's our podcast writer. And she knows the answer to this. Kim f-ing Kardashian, duh.
Be for real.
You know it's Kim. So I'm the Kim of the family. Nobody wants to. My sister's going to be so mad at me. So I'm the Kim. So let me just break this down, okay?
Okay.
So my family low-key thinks that they're the Black Kardashians. Okay? We ain't did no sex tapes. We ain't did all that, okay? Okay. But we got the three sisters and we got a little brother. Okay, so he the Rob, he ain't never around. He's very established and very successful, but he's never around. And then I'm Kim Kardashian. Oh, hi, gosh. Guys. And then I would say my little sister is Khloé. She a really? Little better than Khloé. And then we got my older sister, who's Courtney, who is the total Courtney. Okay, so that's why it just really makes sense. So the reason why I feel like I am the Kim Kardashian... Oh, then I got my mama.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner on steroids. We don't even know how to function.
Keeping up
with or without her, honestly. We can't function with or without her. So we are like the full Kardashian package.
Now that I think about it, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Agree. Like, it's really kind of weird. It's really weird. We work together. We're always together. We're always That's on good. The phone. There's group chats. There's separated group chats. There's Rob, our little brother, who's just out there floating in the wind with his wife.
You all are very inspirational.
It is just very interesting. So back to me. I am Kim Kardashian. Hi, guys.
And I do believe you.
So that's why I feel like that. So, yes, it's Kim for me. Kim has trailblazed, I think, the success of herself. She has opened doors for her family. And there's nothing wrong with there being a person that's able to kind of do that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and
the old
she has her mom. Her mom manages her all
mom
of them.
Her mom is probably responsible
all
for
all of their
of
businesses.
Honestly.
Yes. She's responsible for their success.
Yeah.
Whole,
without
a whole.
Question. Yeah. So. Did you hear that, Mom? Cherish thinks you're responsible for everything. Tara, what you think? Okay. Mom, this goes out to you.
Number
you're in
one,
control.
Number one.
So, did I answer that correctly?
You did. Okay. You did.
That was a boring-ass question, though. So, what's next?
What is your favorite thing about Collective Realty Co.?
Huh. So, you're going to think that this is a sappy answer. My favorite thing about Collective Realty Co. is that I get to be me every single day. I get to work with my older sister. We just got in a huge fight recently, but you know, what else is new? And she's still right there.
I love it.
And that is what means the most to me, honestly. And she lets me be me. My agents let me be me. My staff lets me be me. And that's what I love most about Collective Realty Co.
Okay.
Now, remember, I want to take these shots.
I was like, I have to switch it up a little bit because I can tell that you're telling the truth because you seem like you were about to shed a tear. Yeah. And I love it. I can hear it in
the
your voice.
The fact that you even that know
was
that
so
is just.
It was very passionate and it was truthfully honest. It was very honest.
Wow.
So I'm going to switch it up.
Because you're right. Because I'm looking right at her. She's right there. I love you, Tara. I love you, Tara. So what's your last question? Because these other ones been boring as hell. So what you got?
What's the longest you've ever gone without having your hair done?
I feel attacked.
Be for real.
So I'd have to say you know what?
I feel my hair is not done.
My hair is not. Let me take a shot to actually answer this question because you got me fucked up.
That's funny. Good, huh?
So, look, you come in with your hair done and think you gonna play me on my. That's what we doing?
Yes.
Okay, so my hair is not done now, but my makeup is. Who gonna shake me, boo? You know what? I'm a braid queen. Everybody knows this. I straighten my hair once a year. I'm straightening my hair on Thursday. Mm. My birthday's coming up.
It's been a long time. I can actually recall the last time I actually seen you with your hair done. This was in 2000. This was
are you serious?
2011. 2011. I was in college.
That is so not true.
I was in college, Courtney.
Listen, that is not true. But I'm going to be honest with you. The last time I think I got my hair straightened was in February of like
2018
or something.
No.
I don't
recall that.
I went to the All-Star game in Chicago. When was that? Does anybody know?
I think that Tristan? Was.
All-Star game.
Chicago. I think it was in 2018.
21. No. 21.
Yeah, it's 23. That was 3 years ago.
No, I think it was 2020 because right before I went 2020. COVID.
2020. So I right probably before I didn't went, see COVID that. Jumped off.
You didn't see it because I was out of town. However, damn, this shot took me out. I can't even catch my breath. however, I was out of town, so that's why. And I just don't like the maintenance. But since you sent me that video, I think I'll be good once I get it straight. Yeah. So for the record, yes, these are my natural curls. And I have not had my hair done in, a week or so?
Yeah.
I'm a very high maintenance person. So this is very sad for me. So hope you're happy.
Yeah. I really wanted you to take two shots.
Well, I'm not. Because I don't even know what the hell he put good. In this one. So we're gonna close this thing on out. So thank you guys for watching. We hope that you learned something new. To you new agents out there, please keep watching because you can learn a lot from vets in the game like us. And then for those looking to buy, sell, lease, or build, Collective Realty Co. is the only premier choice, especially if you're relocating to the area. So until next time. Cherish, get out.